The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Many people today are busy in seeking knowledge and they consider themselves as tulabul ilm, students of knowledge. This is a good thing and it needs to be encouraged. We need to seek the knowledge of our beautiful deen. And in this regard, there are many, many accounts of the people of the past who studied knowledge, who strived, who put a lot of effort in to gain sacred knowledge. And I would like to mention an account which will hopefully make us reflect and we can judge ourselves whether or not this title Talibul Ilm actually fits upon us. As Talibul Ilm is someone who strives to gain knowledge. There was an individual by the name of Baqi' bin Makhlad, rahmatullahi ta'ala. It's a name that should be remembered. We should teach this name to our children. And you'll understand why I'm saying this. He was a student from Andalusia, modern-day Spain. And he traveled from Spain all the way to Baghdad, Iraq, to gain knowledge. He had heard about the fame of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, and he wanted to gain hadith knowledge from him. So he undertook this difficult journey. You can imagine in those days, the beginning stages of Islam, the first few centuries, they didn't have the transport that we have. They weren't able to undertake these journeys in a short space of time. They put their lives on the line. They didn't have provisions at time. They remained hungry. It was very difficult. So Baqi bin Makhlad, rahmatullahi alayh, he travels from Andalusia and he reaches Iraq where he goes to the masjid and he sees other scholars who are sitting there busy in spreading knowledge of Islam. Durusul Hadith are taking place and he goes and sits down. At the end of the circle he asks, he says, I've come to study and I want to study with the greatest scholar, the Imam of this time, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And the shuyukh, they said to him, look, that's a very great intention of yours, may Allah reward you, but currently he's under house arrest. There's an issue going on regarding Khalqul Qur'an, whether the Qur'an is a creation or not, and the Khalifa, who is not in agreement with Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, has put him under house arrest, meaning he can't teach openly, nobody can visit him, a very difficult time. And this individual, Baqi bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi, he tells them, look, I've traveled all the way from Spain. And then when they realize that this is a very serious student, they tell him the address. Say he lives in so-and-so place, you can go and try, but it's very difficult. So Baqi' bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi, he goes towards the house of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. He sees that there are a lot of security guards keeping watch. So he knocks on the door. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi opens the door and asks who he is. He says, I am Baqi' bin Makhlad. I have traveled all the way from Spain just to study hadith with you. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi says to him, look, may Allah reward you. You have undertook this long journey just to come and study hadith. But I can't teach right now. I'm under house arrest. It's difficult for me to teach you anything. And if it was any other person, they might have given up and said, look, it's not in my destiny. Let's go back home. But this was a true student of knowledge, a true talibul ilm. Baqi' bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, look, why don't we make a deal? I'll come every day, I'll dress as a beggar, and I will make the same statements, make the same calls that a beggar makes. Rahimakallah, may Allah reward you, give me some money, give me something for the sake of Allah. And when I knock on your door and I say this, nobody will become suspicious. The security guards will think I'm just a beggar asking for money. And when you open the door, you can teach me one hadith. I will go away, I will memorize that hadith. And like this, we will continue. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi says, great idea, we'll do this. So it begins. Baqi bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi comes and he's dressed as a beggar. Give me something for the sake of Allah. May Allah reward you. He knocks on the door of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, who opens the door, teaches him a hadith quickly. He goes away, memorizes it. The next day he comes and recites that hadith. A new hadith is taught. And this continued until the house arrest was lifted. And all in all, 300 ahadith were taught and learnt. Subhanallah. 300 ahadith. And what was the result of this? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was so impressed with this student of knowledge that he would allow him to sit by his side in his classes. When he resumed his classes in the masjid, Baqi' bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi would be on his right side. And it so happened that one day, Baqi' bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi fell ill. He didn't come to the class. And this is that individual, that student who Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi would praise in his classes. He would say, this student has come all the way from Andalus, all the way to Baghdad just to learn knowledge. He would praise him. But one day, Baqi bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi is not hazir, he's not present in class. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi asks the students, where is he? They say, Sayyidi, he's fallen ill. That's why he can't come to class. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, the imam of his time, the greatest scholar in his age, he leaves the dars, he leaves the lesson just to go and visit this student. That's how highly he valued him and his sacrifices. And he went there, he prayed for him, he did dua for him, he did his iyadah. And subhanallah, this is a real, true student of knowledge. Now when we seek knowledge today, alhamdulillah, it's good. But we must look at the examples of the past. Are we as sincere as them? Do we seek knowledge with the same intentions as them? Look at the efforts and sacrifices they made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for their sake, and the sake of this great imam, Baqi bin Makhlad rahmatullahi alayhi, grant us true jazba, true passion to learn sacred knowledge and then to spread it to others as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.